You are most likely taking this class because you are required by your employer, prospective employer, or your health inspector to take a food protection certification class in order to get a job, remain employed, open an establishment, or to keep your establishment open if your health department has discovered you're not in compliance with food safety regulations. If you are like most people attending a food safety class, you are most likely dreading it. Perhaps food safety is not the most interesting topic, at least to your average person, so we will do our best to keep your interest while reading this book. We love to use examples of things we have seen and seen every day in food service establishments, both serious and comical, to illustrate points, and in some cases to simply entertain you so that you too can find the humor in food safety. So, what is a foodborne illness? It is a disease caused by eating food, which includes beverages, that has something harmful in it. This something harmful could be a bacteria, virus, chemical, or physical object that could cause injury. Every year in this country, we have approximately 48 million people who develop a foodborne illness. 48 million, that's a lot. Of those 48 million people who get sick every year, there are approximately 128,000 hospitalizations and about 3,000 deaths. Yes, 3,000 people die each year of a foodborne illness in this country. Let's compare this to another safety issue that we are all very aware of, fire. At a conference a couple of years ago, a fire marshal presented statistics on fire-related injuries and deaths. He explained that every year in this country, there are approximately 3,000 deaths from home fires. In 2010, there were a little over 2,600. These deaths were either caused by smoke inhalation or exposure to toxic gases. I remember sitting in my chair, thinking privately, "That's it?" Yes, that sounds horrible on my part, but when you consider that we have the same amount of deaths every year from fires in this country than from foodborne illness, and that we as a country are doing far less to prevent foodborne illness than fires, it doesn't seem right. We need to have the same commitment to food safety as we have to other hazards in our lives. You, as a provider of food to large numbers of people, whether it be 100 or 1 million people a year, have an obligation to serve these people safe food. Foodborne illness can be prevented. This textbook is based on the 2013 FDA Food Code and will prepare you to take any one of the 4 nationally accredited exams. ServSafe, the National Registry of Food Safety Professionals, Learn to Serve, and Prometric. Some of the regulations discussed in this book may be slightly different from the regulations in your state, county, city, town, or jurisdiction, as not all jurisdictions have adopted the FDA's food code. The quizzes at the end of the chapters were written to prepare students for multiple choice questions and are comparable, but not identical to, questions from any of the 4 above mentioned exams.